What if we could remove some of the subjectivity from life and death medical decisions? That's the tantalizing premise behind a new study published in The Lancet Digital Health that's getting people talking in transplant circles. Researchers have trained a committee of AI agents powered by large language models to make liver transplant selection decisions, and the results are honestly pretty striking. I'm talking about a system that achieved 98% accuracy in identifying who absolutely cannot receive a transplant and predicted one-year survival outcomes with 92% accuracy. But here's the thing. As impressive as those numbers sound on paper, the real story is way more nuanced. So let's dig in. First, some context. Liver transplantation is this incredibly constrained resource allocation problem, right? You've got way more people who need a liver than there are livers available. So transplant selection committees have to make these agonizing decisions constantly. They're weighing clinical factors, trying to predict who's most likely to survive after the procedure, and they're doing it in this messy, complex way that involves a lot of human judgment, which, you know, can introduce bias, inconsistency, and frankly, burnout. Enter this multi-agent AI system. The researchers essentially built a virtual committee where different AI agents, each trained on medical knowledge and transplant selection criteria, collaborate to evaluate candidates. It's not one AI making decisions, it's multiple agents deliberating together, kind of mimicking how real committees actually work. So what did they find? Here's the headline stuff. The AI committee identified absolute contraindications, basically people for whom transplant is just not feasible, with 98% accuracy. And crucially, they caught 100% of the actual contraindications while only flagging 9% of eligible patients as contraindications. That's the sensitivity-specificity trade-off, and it's pretty balanced. For predicting survival, the system was looking at 1 year and 6 month outcomes. At 1 year, they got 92% accuracy. By 6 months, it climbed to 95%. Again, they maintained that 100% sensitivity, meaning they identified everyone who actually survived. The specificity was lower, 66% at 1 year, 75% at 6 months, which means the system was being more conservative, but in transplant selection. That's actually the direction you want to err. Now let's talk about the real-world context. The researchers analyzed 8,412 patient records retrospectively. About 84% were recommended for waitlisting, and 16% were flagged as having contraindications. That distribution actually matches pretty well with clinical expectations, which is a good sign that the system wasn't just rubber stamping everyone or being arbitrarily restrictive. Where did the system stumble? The most common false negative, cases where they missed someone who shouldn't have gotten a transplant, involved hepatocellular carcinoma, liver cancer, that didn't meet the strict Milan criteria. Those criteria are pretty specific about tumor size and number, and apparently that's a tricky edge case for the AI to navigate. And in the false positive cases, where they flagged someone as too high risk but they actually survived, malignancy was the leading cause of death at 1 year. So cancer keeps showing up as a challenge. Here's where it gets really interesting, though, because accuracy is only part of the story. The researchers also looked at fairness, and they found something pretty encouraging. They measured disparate impact across demographic groups and got scores above zero. 96. That's actually pretty good. It means the system wasn't systematically disadvantaging certain populations. But, and this is important, they did note slight disadvantages for certain groups. So it's not perfect equity. And honestly, that makes sense. If your training data reflects real-world healthcare disparities, your AI is probably going to inherit some of those patterns. It's not magic. It's a tool trained on imperfect data. The bigger philosophical question here is what this tells us about decision-making under uncertainty. Transplant selection is fundamentally about prediction. Will this person survive? Will they thrive? Those are genuinely hard questions, and we've been asking human committees to make these calls based on experience, intuition, and pattern recognition. What's interesting about the AI approach is that it's making those same kinds of judgments, but in a more systematic, auditable way. You can ask the system, why did you flag this person? What factors contributed? That transparency is actually really valuable in a high-stakes domain like transplantation. That said, I think the framing here matters. This isn't about replacing human committees. The study positions this as decision support, a tool to help standardize criteria and reduce inconsistency. And that's a pretty reasonable frame. Transplant surgeons and hepatologists still need to be in the loop. They might see something the AI missed. They might know about a patient's motivation or social support system in a way that doesn't show up in clinical data. The other thing worth sitting with is the what-ifs. This is retrospective analysis. They're looking at decisions that were already made and asking, what would the AI have decided? That's useful, but it doesn't necessarily tell you how the system would perform with a live committee integration, where stakes are even higher and the pressure is different. So what's the takeaway? I think this paper is making a genuinely useful contribution to a real problem. Transplant selection is too important to be left entirely to inconsistent human judgment, especially when fairness and bias mitigation matter so much. But it's also too important to hand entirely to an algorithm. The framework here, multiple agents deliberating, focusing on decision support rather than replacement, maintaining human oversight, feels like a pretty reasonable path forward. It's not about whether AI can make these decisions. It's about whether AI can help make them more consistently, more fairly, and with better documented reasoning. The authors are upfront about the limitations and the need for further validation. And they're right to be cautious. This is a proof of concept, not a ready-to-deploy system. There's work to do around explainability, around making sure the fairness metrics hold up in prospective settings, around building trust with the clinicians who'd actually use it. But the evidence here suggests that multi-agent systems might have a real role to play in complex medical decisions where you need to balance competing considerations and reduce bias, whether it's transplant selection, treatment prioritization, or resource allocation. This could be a model worth exploring, as long as we remember that the intelligence in artificial intelligence is useful, precisely because it's different from human intelligence, not because it's better. We need both.